All right, welcome everyone to Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Blake Gideon, Senior Pastor of the First Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. Thank you for tuning in today. I've got two questions for this podcast. Let's jump right in. The first question is, in regard to gun control issues today, are there any scriptures that pertain to defending yourself, family, or property? I can't think of like a specific passage of scripture that talks about self-defense off the top of my head. I know that there's a passage in the gospel where Jesus talks about selling what you have and buying a sword. But there's also Jesus rebuked Peter in the garden for pulling out his sword. So let me put it to you like this. When it comes to home defense, a man protecting his family, I believe it is very biblical for a man or a woman, for that matter, to take every measure necessary to protect an intruder from breaking into your home and harming your family. I will tell you right now that I am a gun owner. I have multiple guns, and I may have one in my office right now. You'll have to think about that. But I promise you, if someone tries to break in to my home and harm me or my family, I will shoot first, and if they are alive, ask questions later. I will not shoot to wound them. I will shoot to kill them. And I believe that that is my God-given responsibility as a protector, to protect my wife and to protect my children. As a pastor, if I'm preaching on Sunday morning and a gunman comes into this church and tries to kill my flock, I will shoot him dead. As a shepherd, my job is to protect the flock. And I believe it is thoroughly biblical to do so. Shepherds carried staffs in order to protect the sheep. Now, let me switch gears for a moment, and let's say the issue is persecution. Let's say that you are being threatened before your faith because you are a Christian. I think that there's a difference. I think we ought to lay down our lives and not seek to defend ourselves when it comes to dying for Jesus. I mean, I think we have plenty of examples of scripture where people willingly gave their lives, and also in church history, where people willingly gave their lives to martyrdom. And so I would protect my family against home intrusion. I would protect my church against an active shooter, but I would not defend myself against martyrdom. Okay? So thank you for your question. That's the best answer I can give you. My second question for today says, I have a friend whom I've been talking to that has been married 3 times. His current wife is a Christian, and within the past few years, he has become a Christian. He left his first wife years ago and then later regretted it. Eventually, he got remarried, then divorced from his second wife, and remarried to his current wife. He recited to me the scripture of the man who divorces his wife and causes her to commit adultery. Did he cause his first wife to commit adultery by divorcing her? Well, let me just say, I don't know all the, it's hard for me to answer this question when I don't know all the details. I will say that if he left his wife for no reason, he just abandoned her, then I believe in the cases of abandonment, he was acting as an unbeliever. I believe that she has the right to remarry. Okay, if he chooses to leave her acting as an unbeliever, then I believe that there were no grounds for divorce. He left her. He abandoned her. Therefore, she has grounds for remarriage, whereas he would not. If he remarried, it would be adultery. You say that he's gotten saved since then and has repented. Your question goes on to ask, if he left his third wife to go back to his first, would he be causing his third wife to commit adultery? Now, let me just say this. He should not leave his third wife. You can't keep compiling sin upon sin and hoping something good comes out of it. He already divorced his first wife. He already remarried someone else and then divorced her. And now is remarried to his third wife. He needs to stay committed and be a man of God to his third wife. He does not need to leave her. God would not have him to divorce for a third time. There's a cycle here that must be broken. He must be faithful to the wife that he has right now. This is the will of God. Now, is he bound by covenant to his first wife? No, he's bound by covenant now to his current wife. So you say that he's seeking God through prayer and he hasn't heard anything yet. Well, you send this podcast to him and you tell him, hello. Break the cycle. Break the cycle. You can't just keep divorcing women you marry over and over again. It's crazy. You've repented. God's forgiven you. Keep repenting. And don't make the same mistake that you made the first time by leaving your current wife. It would be absolutely deception by the devil for you to think that that is the will of God, for you to divorce your current wife and go back to your first wife. Don't do it. Stay with your current wife. You love her like Christ loved the church, and you lead her. All right? So, thank you for your question. Until we meet again, serve the King.